Hello, it's Thursday. Ooh, 10th of January, and it's exciting. We don't normally do a podcast on Thursday, but today we are. So that's
brilliant, isn't it? It's
very exciting. And this is the news.
Front page news.
What is the front page
news? Well, you'd think it'd be something pretty important, wouldn't you?
Well, it is, isn't it?
Amy Winehouse has gone blonde.
And she's got a Johnny Depp t-shirt. Both of which are of vital importance. What do you think of the new look?
It's alright. You know, she can pull it off, can't she?
Well, I mean, she's still got the distinctive eye makeup, so we can tell it's her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that much of a transformation, I don't think, really. I reckon her old hair went a bit skanky because of all the back combing and all the dirt and the extensions in it. Probably went a bit manky, she had to cut it off. That's just a theory.
Okay.
There was a big wave. It's called the Cribbar.
What's a Cribbar?
It's just the name of this wave, and it comes once a year. It's the biggest wave in the country.
Only it's once a year?
Yeah, 9 metres tall.
Every year?
Yeah, I don't know if it comes on the same day every day, but that's really interesting, isn't it?
Mm.
It slightly makes me want to study tides and things, because they all do the moon, aren't they? It's quite interesting, I thought. Mm. That's why I mentioned it.
So, do loads of people, well, does
no,
it look
just
like
one
a lot?
Fella. They reckon they've known about the big wave since 1966, the surfers,
mm-hmm.
but it was only officially surfed first in 2003.
Wow.
It's one hell of a wave. I'd like to see it. Need to go to Newquay for that.
Can't be asked going to Newquay.
Apparently, some psychologists have said that in the 1950s,
mm-hmm.
you could tell what a child's career was going to be at the age of 6, based on their sex and personality.
That's interesting.
Hmm. Girls and boys with more spark opted for the arts, science and research. But the sort of dull ones did record-keeping, data entry and agriculture.
Oh, well, that's not exactly brain surgery, is it? It's agriculture.
Yeah, I don't know what sort of personality you have to choose brain surgery.
Hmm.
It doesn't go into much detail. But I wonder if what they based on what the kids said they wanted to do, or whether it was on...
I wanted to be a nurse.
Did you?
Hmm. I was about 4.
Because you were in hospital a lot?
Probably. Well, I think a lot of kids want to be nurses, don't they?
I never had an inclination to be a nurse, but then I didn't go to hospital until I was old, so I've never even been in one.
Mm.
So I had no interaction, no concept of it. What I mostly wanted to be was a detective. For a long time I wanted to be a detective.
But you still want to do that, don't you?
I still have to say I wouldn't mind being a detective, although
you
I know...
You know you could set yourself up as a private detective.
I know, but I think it's not that interesting. What I want to be is like, you know, Hercule Poirot or Charlie Chan or Agatha Christie or my new favourite, Veronica Mars. Veronica Mars actually does quite a lot of day-to-day, boring detective work.
Mm. Why wouldn't it be interesting if you set up your own private
detective
agency?
Because all you do is just sit around following people, adulterous people, and take pictures of them.
Mm.
And that might get me into an awkward situation. And it'd be boring. There's a lot of waiting, I think. A lot of waiting, just in internet research. It's not a challenge. It's not, you know, like... What I'd hope it would be more going to glamorous events on the off chance someone would get bumped off and the police bungles the inquiry.
You just only take the interesting jobs.
Hmm. Maybe I'll end up doing it one day, who knows. If anyone does have any detecting they want doing, do get in touch. I'll give it a go.
Hmm.
I've seen a lot of detective programmes.
Well, you have.
Hmm. And then I wanted to be a psychologist for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
But that was only a brief thing. Blue Pete presenter, obviously. Why don't you presenter?
Really?
All sorts of presenting I was interested in.
Gosh. I fancied doing the cuckoo presenting.
Well, I mean, I mainly concentrated my practicing as a child, practicing the presenting work with the cookery items. To present Blue Pete is fairly obvious, just go through the instructions. with Why Don't You, you did have a supplementary thing to do, which was to say, like so, after everything you did, because that's what they did on Why Don't You. If you just add the mud to the water to the mud and stir it round, like so, that was the difference.
Yeah, I did a lot of Tomorrow's World as well.
Oh, that's quite good.
Where you have to, you have to walk, you had to walk and talk, and you had to go and look at this.
Excellent.
So we're both quite well trained in that kind of thing.
Yeah, we should be presenters.
Ooh. Well, that's an idea.
Good news if you bought a football shirt in 2000 and 2001 from JJB Sports, if it was a Manchester United or England football shirt, which I imagine are the best sellers, because they've been accused of price fixing and they've said, okay, we did undo it. Please, please, if you were ripped off, bring back your shirt.
And your receipt.
And your receipt.
Really?
Yep. And you'll get £10.
As if anyone's...
Or if you have the receipt, actually all the shirt, and the shirt is labelled with JJB Sports, is either an England top... an England away strip and or a Manchester United home strip bought between June and October 2000. So if you have kept your receipt for 7.5 years, or the shirt for 7.5 years, which you might have done, I suppose, and the label's still visible on it, you can get £10. It's quite a good offer, isn't it? Because it makes them seem generous, whereas who the fuck is going to claim that back?
Yeah, I mean, they've said that because they know fine well that it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
They'll probably get three people.
It's going to cost them £30, and look at all the PR they've got in the papers. And
yeah.
All publicity is good for publicity.
That's made me want to go to JJ Sports. Now, get well soon, Jeff Stewart.
Oh, no, this is quite sad and quite odd, isn't it? He plays... Reg Hollis in TV's popular The Bill programme. And
popular with men.
Popular with men and people who can't be bothered to switch over ITV after Coronation Street.
Yeah.
Not popular with me.
For me.
I've maybe watched an hour of The Bill in my life, and considering it's been on for 21 years and I watch a lot of TV, you could pretty much say I've been avoiding that effectively. But yeah, he... I think he had a bit of an argy-bargy with some of the scriptwriters earlier in the year. He got disciplinary thing, and he was suspended for a while, and he had to go into rehab because he was very angry. And then he came back.
His contract was to end.
Yeah, and then he came back, and then they decided after this hoo-ha that they'd get rid of him, mate. And so they told him he was getting the sack, and then he went to his dressing room and slit his wrists. Which is quite the statement.
Well, I suppose he's been doing that for a long time.
He's been doing it since it started, so it's like 21 years, I think.
Yeah,
I
since said. 1984.
Longer than 21 years, then.
Get well soon and don't...
Get well soon, don't worry, because...
The Bill isn't the be-all and end-all.
No, you can probably do well in Panto also.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe a Buttons-type figure.
Yeah, well, no, actually, I think he should be an Ebenezer.
Oh, no.
Not a baddie?
No. No, it'd be more of a... He wouldn't be the heartthrob, but he wouldn't be the baddie.
Oh, it's a comic relief, then, you think? I mean, he's just tried to kill himself. I don't know how much children are going to love him. Oh, he can throw the sweets at the kids.
You know what I'd cast him in?
He could be the dad in Aladdin.
Bad Play 1.
Who has?
Working.
It's Paul Litchfield.
Yeah.
So, do get well soon, the man.
Or don't, which we don't care, really.
We care more about Britney, really, don't we?
Yeah, well, she's younger.
It's another sad story. Well, not sad news today. A load of horses and donkeys have been found, all in a field, and they've all been neglected, and 31 of them were dead, and there was 84 still alive. So there's over 100 animals on this one farm, and they've all been neglected.
The sad thing about that is that some of them were donkeys.
Horses, ponies and donkeys, it was all sorts. Horses and donkeys get on very well with each other.
Well, they fuck each other, don't they?
On occasion, they do. Yes, and that's where asses and mules come from. That's very sad. And the man's been arrested. Poor little Hannah. I mean,
was
what,
your
mum
a donkey or a horse?
What?
Was your mum a donkey or a horse?
You're saying I'm an ass or a mule?
I'm saying you're a stool.
Doesn't make sense either.
Doesn't matter.
It comes to no surprise when people have revealed in the Princess Diana thingamajiggy trial that they bug the royals. I just assume it would be a matter of course.
So
really.
All those horses and donkeys.
Oh, yeah, okay, we'll go back to them.
Why, how come nobody had spotted this?
I don't know, that's quite an odd thing. I mean, obviously, someone did eventually, and they phoned that. I mean, it could have been it was in a very remote field that, you know, there was no
footpath
access or not past. In my book, it's about giraffes, and they've all got a disease and have to be killed.
Did they go cannibal?
They haven't yet.
But they probably will, eh? Will they?
I mean, the way the book's going. No, it's quite rubbish. But, yeah, I don't know what's happened with these horses, but they've gone to a sanctuary now. Possibly the donkey sanctuary where I've sponsored donkeys for my gran in the past.
Well, what was that local donkey called?
Mr. Krusty.
And he died, didn't he?
No.
Yeah, he did. Did you not get that? Or should he drop dead?
No.
Oh. Have you met him?
No, but I moved house quite a long time since quite a few times since I sponsored him, so they ain't got my address. If he's dead, I don't know about him. My gran never mentioned
if anyone knows about Mr. Krusty, write in and let us know how he died. Will Smith.
Wiki wiki wah. I'm disappointed in
this
him.
This is very disappointing.
Yeah, no, I'm disappointed
I'm
in this story generally.
I'm surprised.
He seems like quite a sensible man, really. We were talking about him the other day, weren't we?
Yeah, he was saying he's done ever so well for himself.
Yes, considering he's a little darky.
Yeah, Scientology.
He's into the old. This is the weird thing about this story, where he said, I went to Catholic school, and 98% of what's in the Bible and Scientology are exactly the same. Are they actually? Because I'm sure Scientology is all to do with little green men from the other planets and different dimensions, and there's none of that in the Bible.
I mean, to be honest, I've got no idea about science, what it is, apart from they say mean things about how to, like, if you have a baby, you have to leave it in a room on its own, crying for...
No, it's all about attaining higher levels of consciousness, and we're all to do this. It's about aliens, essentially. That's the idea. Whereas the Bible,
I suppose he's done a lot of alien films, hasn't he?
He has done a lot of alien films. But, I mean, I would never classify the Bible as sci-fi.
Well, what would you class it as?
Fiction. Classics, maybe. Maybe put it in the classics.
Maybe.
But yeah, Will Smith, he's been hanging out with Tom Cruise.
He's been handing out Scientology pamphlets.
Trying to make everyone in his films a Scientologist. Do you know what? I haven't been able to watch My Name is Earl since
maybe.
I found out they were all Scientologists.
Maybe we should just get into it.
I don't want to.
You already have.
Have I?
How? I'll sign you up, yeah, for years.
I don't want a personality test.
It's very odd, isn't it?
It is very odd. Because it's just gibberish, isn't it? This is quite interesting. iTunes are becoming cheaper now to bring them in line with the prices in Europe, because they're more expensive here. But yesterday there was a thing. They were talking about maybe decriminalising ripping CDs. And I had no idea that apparently it's technically illegal to, if you buy a CD and you spend £10 on it, you put it onto your computer and then you copy that onto your MP3 player because it's the most convenient way of listening to it. But you pay for it. Apparently that's against the law. Which I didn't realise, to copy any that at all. I thought you were allowed like a certain amount of copies of it.
Well, you should be allowed to put it on your computer.
No, you're not. Apparently ripping it to your computer is technically, I mean, it's a bit like making tapes. Making a mixtape is technically illegal, but nobody would ever enforce it. It's like that. But they're apparently thinking of unenforcing it now. I'm not sure about the rules on mixtapes.
Well, that's bonkers, because with iTunes, you put a CD in your computer just to play it, and it says, do you want to rip this?
I know!
That doesn't make any sense.
I'm not lying, it's true.
I don't believe you, to be honest.
It's true.
Are you sure?
Yep.
You're
lying. I read a whole thing about it yesterday. A man has been banned from his own home because he is harassing his neighbours, calling them Teletubbies and trying to shoot them and things. And now they've said, right, they've got a restraining order on you, and it covers the area that includes your house. So sorry, you have to move. You can't live in your own house. You'll be breaking the law.
Weird. Stupid. Canoe man.
Mhm.
They've been and his missus. They've been fined with all sorts of stupid things. And now they're not to speak to each other.
Yeah, I like the thing about he wouldn't even look at her in prison. I mean, I imagine that's to do with guilt rather than anything else, isn't it?
I don't know. I think I'd be more likely to look over and kind of go...
cheeky wink.
Cheeky wink.
I just to describe, see the cheeky wink there.
And then kind of go... I kind of...
Can be silly.
Shrug my shoulders and go... We fucked, aren't we? See you in 25 years.
25, eh?
That kind of thing. Because you're both in it together.
Yeah, but I think he probably... I mean, he had more choice about it than she did, because I suppose she had a choice to take him back. But it was his plot, wasn't it? He didn't reveal what his plot was at any stage, fearing her skills as an actress. Hillary Clinton's made a comeback. After she did a cry on the telly, everyone's decided they quite like her now, showing a softer side. And there's some more examples of when people have cried and people made people like them.
Mm.
Paul Gascoigne, he did some crying when he got sent off.
Yeah.
Sherry Blair did some crying when she got in trouble. I don't know if that really made any effect on anyone. Margaret Thatcher, it was always good when she cried. Weird though.
When did she cry?
She cried when her son went missing in 1982. In the Sub-Saharan Desert.
Oh yeah. Oh, her son, bloody hell.
He's an idiot. And then when she got kicked out, she cried on the way out. Do you remember those pictures of her going? It's quite sad. But people we don't like when they cry. Gwyneth Paltrow, when she cried when she won an Oscar. That was just silly.
Mm-hmm.
Heather Mills, when she cried on telly, saying she was like Diana.
Yeah.
And Jade Goody, when she cried, saying that she wasn't the popular on Peter.
If you think armor-plated slugs are something from a bad episode of Doctor Who, think again. They exist.
I don't know
exist.
If they are even from a bad episode of Doctor Who.
They exist. And they're coming back. So you can't just put salt in them.
They're armor-plated?
Yeah.
I don't understand how
that works.
They're
saying that now, you know, if there's a nuclear war, the two things that would be left would be cockroaches and armor-plated slugs.
And Doctor Who?
No.
Canine? Kylie Minogue? Billy Piper Evans?
She'd be definitely dead.
Billy Piper Evans Fox?
No, there's a few people that would... The Queen would obviously be okay.
She's got a bunker. George Bush probably has.
You know, she's gonna...
Imagine if the Queen and George Bush were the only people left, the only man and woman left on Earth, and they had to repopulate.
Pregnant. You know she's pregnant, don't you?
No, because she isn't. But imagine, though, in my scenario, where her and George Bush, because they've got in a bunker, and then they have to produce offspring to imagine what the human race would be like. If Tina's done a fart. She's very pleased with herself, right? And she smells it, and that's made her laugh. And I have to work with this.
The Queen and George Bush, he's so stupid that he'd probably take her up the arse first.
I mean, she is an 80-year-old woman, so she's probably got quite a slack arse, but certainly not much breeding potential.
But she's the Queen. She's had the best of care.
I think it would be a genetic thing. I think it would be... through some sort of Frankenstein method of
testing. But, you know, she's still got a womb in there. It may be a bit
womb of the beer.
Pickled, but all they need to do is inject some kind of...
That's what I'm saying. It's going to have to be some eggs or...
Oil of Ulay to kind of soften up the walls. She's done it before. And then plants in the
floor. I mean, as if they are the only two people left on Earth, are they going to have the wherewithal to think of all this sort of
the
stuff?
Queen will do. She knows what she's doing.
We are talking about the real Queen, though, not Helen Mirren. See what I did there? I'm only joking about Helen Mirren being Queen. That's at least a year old. That's a year old.
I've not seen it, have you?
Well, the film The Queen? Mm. I have, yeah.
Really good?
Yeah, not bad.
Did she get pregnant in it?
No, she didn't. There was quite a stupid bit where Tony Blair's just become Prime Minister. There's a bit where Sherry's going, Tony, the fish fingers are burnt. And it's just show, you go, I very much doubt that's what he was up to when he first became Prime Minister, hanging around at home making fish fingers.
He might be very partial to a fish finger butty.
Well, who isn't? But after a night's drinking, well, you're not at home going, stop the finger painting, children. You know, I don't know. I think Sherry would be making. I think they probably have a cook, because she's top human rights law.
The Queen, she'd probably have a C-section, wouldn't she? To stop the, because it'd probably be too much
trauma. But that means George Bush would have to perform it on her. In this scenario here, I've got very little hope for the human rights.
George Bush.
I liked it better when it was just Will Smith, Scientology or no.
He's done all sorts of hunting.
I think he's handy with a knife.
Yeah, I reckon.
Okay.
And he's not...
Let's leave this behind now. Because it's a shadowy and scary vision of the future.
If she had six of ones, that'd be the best thing, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And then she could breed with each other.
Lots of people today are incredibly stupid and in debt. We know this. Because we discuss it practically every week. A quarter of credit card users started 2008 more in debt than they were last year. 41% said they'd probably have to rely on plastic this month to meet day-to-day living costs. But at the same time, half of them, 50% of them, said they'd probably treat themselves to some of the nice stuff in January, because it's January and you need a treat, don't you? So they'll probably buy some sale stuff and holiday and use the credit cards for that, even though they can't afford it. People are stupid.
Well, maybe it's us that's the stupid ones.
Us for not, for living within our means.
Mm.
Maybe, but I don't think it is.
I don't know.
An angry husband has...
If you only had a year to live, would you just get loads of credit cards?
I don't know.
Go around the world.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't thought about it. I haven't given it much consideration. I quite fancy going around the world, though. Quite nice. Yeah, maybe. Maybe I would. If you die, your credit card debt doesn't get sent on to anyone else, does it?
But if it does?
Because I don't have an estate or anything.
You don't have an estate?
No. I've got swizzled out of that one. An angry husband has been sentenced to prison after he sent his wife's lover a severed cow's head left on his doorstep. He was livid. I quite like that story. Something
what
about
I like
that
I about
like.
It is that they got back together.
Did they?
Mm. I didn't read that.
They're from a place called Hunker, which is obviously in America, because it's a silly name.
And in years to come, she'll say, hey, do you remember?
From that time when you left that severed cow's head. Where did you get that from, by the way?
God, my mate, the butcher. And I got him to do a little incision in top of it so it looked like he'd been shot in the head.
Cool.
And then they'd go, ooh. She'd go, oh, it was lovely that you were so angry about it. And
it made me feel right sexy.
It's made our sex life, the beautiful sex life it is today.
But the London Eye is apparently no longer going to be known as the British Airways London Eye, because British Airways sponsorship is up. But I always just call it the London Eye. But I've got an idea. How do you like the sound of the Newspox London Eye?
Well, what's interesting you say that, because... Got a bit of paper here, which I've been saving just for a moment.
Yeah.
Dear, it's all right for some limited.
It's us.
the London Eye sponsorship deal's coming up for renewal.
Fancy a pop at it.
We wondered if you fancied having your, just sponsoring one pod. We know you can't afford all of it.
Oh, can't we?
£200 for 5 years.
That's very reasonable.
You can go in it whenever you want.
Can you put a picture of your own face on the outside?
You can.
Skill.
You can put a picture of...
Or a monkey.
Whatever. You can There's like a... On each pod, there's a scrolling thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's linked to... It would be linked to our computer, so we could type messages on it. And then at night, the words would come up in the air.
Cool. So, be like, Michelle is...
100% fit.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't mind
that. Seen a dollar golf.
Yeah.
We could announce people's deaths.
Kill the Queen.
Queen pregnant.
Queen pregnant by George Bush. Shocker. So I think, I mean, 200 quid is a lot of money, but I don't know.
Well, I think that's very reasonable for such
things. Do you
think
so?
Yeah.
Should we do it?
Yeah, let's do it first. Sign it up.
There's another one here, they're selling plots of land on the moon. You can get an allotment for 75 quid.
Oh, I'm not so keen on that. I don't know if anyone's to sell. This is really sad. I think maybe we should finish on this very sad story. Did you read this one?
No.
Oh, there's a dog and a cat, and they were best friends. And the dog was called Oscar, and Arthur was the name of his cat, and they were bestest friends. And then one day, sadly, Arthur the cat died. And the owners knew that Oscar would be very upset, so they organised a proper funeral, and they all stood around the grave, buried him in the garden. That night, the owners went to sleep during the night. Mm. Oscar escaped, dogged Arthur up, dragged his body out of his grave, back into the house, and put him back in his little dog basket, and went to sleep all curled up with him.
Aww.
He really missed him. But now, well, they knew he was upset, so they've got a new cat now called Limpet, who Oscar's got very protective of already, and they've buried the other cat in a more secure grave, where he got dug up again.
Actually, I've got a similar story about that. An iguana that we used to have dug up, no, the cat dug up the iguana.
Was that not just because it tasted nice?
And in Edinburgh, the cat dug up a guinea pig.
But did they try and eat the guinea pig then, or did they take it back and cuddle it, like a teddy?
Carried it around a bit. I mean, I'd only had the guinea pig a week.
So it wasn't that attached?
No.
I think it was just morbid fascination with death.
So do you think that the dog really wanted to just eat the cat?
I don't know. Right, so tonight on ITV there's this new thing starting, Moving Wallpaper and Echo Beach. And it's, ooh, look, it's the thing with the thing. It's the behind the scenes writing of this soap opera, and then this followed by the soap opera. I think they're going to do it the other way around, where it was mainly the soap opera and then the writing off was a spin off, but they've realised that the writing off bit's more interesting there. It's got Jason London and Martin McCutcheon in it.
Weird casting, I think.
It is quite weird, but they've both been in soap operas. I think it's going to be more of a joke than a soap, but I'm quite interested. And you can then, after that, if you stick with ITV tonight, you can watch The Bill, see that man.
Forgotten his name.
But to be honest, I don't know it.
No, neither do I.
Watch Moving Rich. Wallpaper and Echo Beach, and then you can watch Katie Brown's Best Bits. Mm. And if you're lucky, you'll get to see little Nick Tanner on the telly, which is always nice.
Mm.
So that's why I suggested everyone watch ITV tonight. I've never said that before. There's almost never anything good on.
I'd watch Channel 5.
Is it the truth about... oh no, Channel 5 is to make my child brilliant, isn't it?
Oh god, actually, I saw a bit of Half Ton Woman.
Oh yeah, Half Ton Mum.
The other week. And it was really sad, actually, because she'd had this operation, it was beginning to work, but then she died.
Was it stomach safe? Oh, she died?
She died, yeah, and they said, and they carried on with the filming, and they said what was really interesting, because her death was kind of reported mm-hmm. quite widely. And they said, suddenly, there was... There's just lots of phone calls about other people who were trapped in their homes and couldn't get out. Like all these, you know, giant super obese
people. That people don't know about.
That people didn't know about, that they suddenly decided that, you know, they wanted to get out. And they had to start going around and, like, knocking the walls down in the houses to get these people out.
Interesting. You have to do that every morning, don't
fucking
you?
Fucking weird, though, really.
Right, oh, we've done a really long one by accident. I think it was the whole George Bush Queen thing that went on for ages. Oh, it seems.
But she is pregnant.
thanks for listening. Keep an eye out for our pod on the London Eye, because that is going to happen. And we'll be back next week. Farewell.
Farewell, every day's an adieu to you.